So it was about a year ago that I came across this phenomenal woman. Her profile on Instagram of shan.livinglife says this: can't isn't a word. A wife, a mom, a quad amputee, sepsis with DIC survivor. Welcome to Kerry's Couch. Shan and Lee Fisser.
I'm very well in you.
Shan, I'm good. You are an absolute light and you are so filled with so much joy. And here you are sitting in your wheelchair. No hands, no feet. Where do we even begin? Tell me about Shannon Lee Fisser when she was young. Where did you grow up?
I actually grew up in Joburg. Mm-hmm. And in 1997, my stepfather and my mom bought a business down in Pennington. And so we moved there and I did my standard seven up to matric down that side. And I've been here on the coast ever since then.
And what did six-year-old Shan want to do when she grew up?
Oh, six-year-old Shan was so busy playing outside and not worrying about what she was gonna do when she grew up.
Just having a jaw. And
yes.
Your parents, did they stay together?
My parents got divorced when I was very young. My dad lived in Cape Town, my mom lived in Joburg, but I was very close to my dad. I used to spend holidays and all that with him, so he was still very much involved in my life.
And siblings?
I have one stepbrother, he's 9 years younger than me, and three older stepsisters.
And let's talk a little bit about your life before sepsis.
I am married for 14 years. It was on the 14th of January.
14
years, yes. Got a daughter who's 13 years old.
And I can see that you've had a lot of facial reconstructive surgery. I can see that you are a quadruple amputee. What happened, Shan?
I somehow contracted sepsis on the 17th of January, 2017, the night I was feeling a little bit nauseous. I then fainted. 18th of January, couldn't get out of bed, carry on with nausea, passing out. Then eventually at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I thought I'd try and make my way through to the kitchen to get something to drink.
And were you by yourself?
I was actually in PE at the time. The business that I worked for, their head office moved from Durban to PE, and we worked and lived on the same premises. So the kitchen was like a communal kitchen for the business and for the home.
Okay.
And when I tried to make my way through to the kitchen, I then collapsed and one of my colleagues found me.
So before we go any further, what is sepsis?
Sepsis is basically a blood disease where it attacks your blood and then the blood can't get through to the extremities and all that. What happened with me was I had DIC as well, which meant my body was bleeding and clotting at the same time. So the doctors couldn't stop the bleeding because it would just clot everywhere too quickly, and then they couldn't stop the clotting because it was just bleed too much.
Oh my, okay, so you'd had no wounds, you were not sick.
The strange thing happened, Kerry, was on the 15th of January, I was bitten by mongoose.
So this is 2017.
Yes.
How did that happen?
It was my ex-boss's mongoose.
Oh, a pet mongoose.
Well, you're not supposed to keep wild animals. You've got to have special permits and stuff.
Okay, but he was used to being handled.
Yes. It ran up my leg and it bit me between my thumb and my pointing finger. This happened on the 15th of January. 17th of January, I fell sick. 18th of January, landed up in casualty, not knowing who I was. My hands and feet were on fire. And then I went straight to ICU. But the strange thing is, through all the blood tests, they couldn't pinpoint exactly what had caused the sepsis.
Do you think it had something to do with the mongoose?
That was the only difference between me and the rest of the house, was the mongoose. That was the only difference. And the physician's report said that it was either dysentery, which means you've got an upset runny tummy for a while, which I didn't have, or it was a mongoose bite. But unfortunately, because the blood test could not pinpoint exactly what the cause of the bacteria was, I didn't really get any answers.
Wow. And the boss that owned the pet didn't kind of...
No, she very nicely took me off the books on the day after I had my hands amputated, saying that I was incompetent to do my old job.